Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 152 is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. You know, in the current era of power tennis, it's not enough to have only the ability to hit the ball with power, pace, and penetration. At virtually every level, good mobility, whether we're talking quickness, speed, overall court coverage, any or all of the above, is essential if you hope to have an edge on the competition. After all, you can't hit what you can't get to. Now, players who move well often present a tough challenge for their opponents. An opponent's ability to get to a lot of balls can lead you to press the issue a little too much. Everything from overhitting to trying to be too perfect with your shots. So it begs the question, how do you neutralize good movers? Well, as a general approach to playing against a good mover, what I advise players to think about is turning the tables on their opponent. In other words, how to make their opponent's impressive mobility work against them. Now, it starts with recognizing what type of mover your opponent is. To me, good movers generally fall into one of three categories. And I touched on this a little bit in previous podcasts. You know, there's the quick athletic mover who can stop on a dime and quickly change directions. Monfils, Nadal, Schwartzman, Osaka, Halep are all good examples of this type of mover. Then there's the smooth, flowing type of mover, who is not necessarily all that quick at stopping on a dime and changing directions, but anticipates extremely well, moves with a high degree of efficiency, and has excellent closing speed. Federer, Fognini, Sloane Stephens come to mind as prime examples for this category of movers. Then there's the third type of mover. Now, this mover is what I call the deadly, overall, well-balanced mover. You know, this type of mover is the toughest to deal with, in my view. They typically combine very good quickness and closing speed with other skills and attributes, such as excellent footwork technique and preparation. So, hands down, I believe Djokovic is the gold standard in this category. So, with that said, a couple of effective tactics you can employ against good movers are to, number one, hit balls close to where they are at. And number two, hit behind or wrong foot them. Now, whether you employ one or both tactics depends on the type of mover you're playing against. Against quick athletic movers who can stop on a dime and quickly pivot, an effective tactic is to hit shots to where they are at. Now, as I talked about in podcast episode number 149, these type of movers tend to like balls that are hit a little bit away from them, a couple of steps or so away, but comfortably within range. Being in motion just seems to free them up, enabling them to execute with tempo and flow that are more aligned with their natural athleticism. Over the years, I've seen how effective this tactic can be against these type of movers, who often prefer to be on the move to hit their strokes. Now, when the ball is hit right to them, these quick athletic movers can, at times, feel a bit throttled and get a little lackadaisical with their footwork and preparation. Against smooth, flowing movers, hitting behind them can be an effective neutralizing tactic. As I mentioned earlier, the flowing type of mover is typically not as quick with stopping on a dime and changing directions. Thus, hitting behind them or wrong-footing them can effectively disrupt their flow. I guess you can consider this as one of the rare times in life where thinking wrong may be right. Against a well-balanced type of good mover, you've got to employ both tactics, hitting at them as well as behind them. In my view, this type of mover is the most challenging to neutralize because they typically have very good all-around athleticism, quickness, speed, and court coverage, and have rock-solid footwork fundamentals and mechanics. Movement-wise, they really don't have any glaring weaknesses, so you've got to make your in-match assessments and be prudent in picking your spots and employing your tactics. And lastly, I believe it's noteworthy to mention that at the recreational level, an effective tactic against good movers in general is to hit deep, low-paced nothing balls down the center of the court. Look, recreational players often have a lot more difficulty returning slow, no-pace balls essentially when they have too much time and also have to generate their own pace on their shots. Moreover, hitting these soft balls down the center provides no acute angles for your opponent to work with. What it does do is it gives your opponent ample, perhaps too much time, to think about the shot they want to hit, ultimately putting to the test the soundness of their stroke mechanics. You know, the bottom line when playing against players who are good movers is to try to find ways to use their good movement against them. Hitting the ball to where they are at and hitting behind or wrong-footing them are a couple of effective tactics that can help neutralize these type of opponents. Just make sure to correctly identify the type of good mover you are playing against before deciding on the tactics to employ. Otherwise, the player that may get neutralized is you, and that won't be much fun. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.